Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series, we're talking about how to walk in God's divine love. Now, if you want to walk in divine health, you have to learn how to walk in God's divine love. Because without faith, it's impossible to walk in divine health. And, of course, to have faith, you must have knowledge of the Word of God. You must have studied it and know the promises. And then you must also walk in love, because the Word of God says that your faith will not work without love. Then you also have to have hope, because we're going to show you from the Word of God what it has to say about all these things today in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the Word as it goes out today. Bless all these words to everyone that hears it. May they listen. May they check out in their own Bible these truths to see that I'm teaching them the truth from the Word of God. Now, Lord, bless them as they hear the Word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now then, in this series, How to Walk in God's Divine Love, it's based around 1 Corinthians 13, 13, where it says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity," or love. "These three, but the greatest of these is charity," or love. Now then, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, it says so clearly there, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So you have to get that in your spirit, that your love, you have to have the God kind of love if you want your faith to work. Now then, second, your faith will not work without hope. You must have hope. You have to hope for something before your faith can give substance to it. So faith is also dependent on hope. Now I'm going to show that to you in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In Hebrews 11, 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So you see there, you have to have hope. Not only do you have to have faith, which faith works by love, but you have to have hope. Now then, if you don't hope for something, your faith can't work, because it has no goal or object to believe God for. Therefore, faith can't work without hope. Also, faith is dependent on love. In order for it to work, that's why the Bible says that love is greater than hope or faith in 1 Corinthians 13, 13. Now then, the next verse in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3 that we want to look at, let us see how important it is to operate in the God kind of love. Now remember, your faith cannot work without love. Now, if faith cannot work without love and without hope, and love is the greatest of all of these things, that means if you want to see God answer your prayer in a big way, and you want to see God do miracles in your life, you're going to have to do it His way. So if you're not willing to give up all of your wicked stuff that you're doing, Let's say you're a woman and you're not submitting to your husband. God told you, women, wives, He said, wives, submit to your own husbands in everything. Now, if a wife is not willing to submit to her husband, then she's not walking in the God kind of love, and she'll not see very many answers to prayer. Maybe no answers to prayer. But it's a lot easier for a woman to submit to her husband if her husband is doing what God says. And it's unfortunate that so few men in the church do what God says. Because God says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And He even gave Himself for the church." So the man must be willing to love his wife like that. Now then, any family that you have a husband that has taken the spiritual leadership and has grasped this, and begin to walk in the God kind of love, is loving his wife like Christ loved the church, he will have no problem with his wife submitting to him in everything. Because when you treat her in that kind of love and that kind of respect, that woman will submit to you. She will love you. She will just absolutely love you because you're loving her. And just like the Lord told us in Galatians, God shall not be mocked. Whatever a person sows, that shall they also reap. So if you're not sowing love, you're not going to reap love. So love is the most important of all things that you must do if you want to see God answer your prayer. Maybe you were like I was most of my life. I didn't even know these principles were here. I had read the Bible, but it didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand it. And I've had many people since then say, you know, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Well, let me tell you, if you read the Bible and you don't understand it, number one, you really need to make sure you're saved. If you truly are saved, and then you know that you know that you know that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you still have troubles reading the Bible, then let me make a suggestion for a Bible to you to read that's very easy to read. And that's this new translation they've come out with called the NLT, the New Living Translation. Now, there's been many Doctor of Theologies. Right in the front of the book, it shows you many Doctor of Theology that have spent a lot of time going through each one of these books of the Bible. And they're fairly accurate, I will have to say. These men have done a great, great job of making the Word of God, when they translated it into the pure English, like you and I speak today. They've done a great job making that translation easy to read. Now then, the NLT is very easy to read. Now, if you can read English and you can't read and understand the NLT, then you're not saved. The NLT is so simple and easy to read. But if you're really saved and you spent much time with God, the King James is a very good translation. That's the one I use most of the time. I try to use the King James most of the time. But I don't have much trouble with anything in the King James. Most of it's quite clear. But I've spent thousands and thousands of hours reading the Word of God. So by reading it now, then, it's quite clear. And so in these next few verses here, I'm going to read this to you. And I want you to see why love is so important. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this is called the love chapter, because this will teach you in detail what God's love is and how to operate in God's love. So listen to what the Word of God says. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Now, if you could speak with all those tongues, and I have not love. Now, in the King James, the word is charity, but it's the word agape kind of love. If I do not have the God kind of love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. That's nothing. In verse 2, it even makes it clearer. And though I have the gift of prophecy, which very few people have the gift of prophecy and operate in it, but some do. But Paul's saying, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, now that's a lot to understand, and have all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Now, that's the way God sees you if you don't have the God kind of love. He sees you as nothing, because nothing counts with God until you begin to walk in his God kind of love. Now then, in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I mean, everything. You give, if you had a few dollars or millions of dollars, it makes no difference. If you give it all, if you give it all to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not love, it profits me nothing. So that means if you're not walking in a love relationship with God and with His people here on this earth, and you're not doing things in the God kind of love, it's going to profit you nothing. That means you're going to get no rewards when you go home. If you are a born-again Christian, you will get absolutely no rewards, because if you're not walking in the God kind of love, it's going to profit you nothing. You're going to get nothing. So if you're not willing to walk in this magnificent God kind of love, you will virtually never see God answer a prayer. You will never see Him do a miracle. You'll just not ever see this happen. But if you're walking in the God kind of love, I mean, if you're walking in that love, you can do what I did to a man only a few Sundays ago. There was a man that had graduated from seminary. He spent 5 years in the seminary. And he asked me, stayed late after church. I usually stay after church. We have church there in the Dallas area, in North Dallas, every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. And then we teach a healing school there the second Saturday of every month, and another one the fourth Saturday over in Justin, Texas. We teach these principles to people. We want people to learn how to walk in this God kind of love and this God kind of power. But anyway, I stayed late after church praying for people. And this man, he stayed, and he wanted, after church was over, late Sunday evening, he wanted me to go with him over to Fort Worth to pray over a friend of his, a man in his early 50s that had diabetes, that had already gone blind, had a problem with his legs, he could hardly walk, had all kinds of problems. And this man said he was a Christian when I got there. When I got there and found out, I asked him, I said, "Sir, are you a Christian?" He said, well, he was raised up in a Catholic church. He had memorized a great deal of the Catholic Bible when he was young, several scriptures that they taught him in school. But he said as soon as he got out of school, he got, you know, completely away from God. Well, see, God had never become real with him. A personal relationship of the God kind of love that had never become a reality to this man. So he got away from God. He just went into the world and does the things the world does. Well, of course, when you're in the world, that's sin against God. And, of course, when you're in the world, you're out there where the vipers, the snakes, the scorpions, the demons, is what I'm trying to say, Satan and his host. And that's what brings forth sickness and disease. You can't walk in the world and not be sick and afflicted. So this man had had several problems, some surgeries and all kinds of problems. And now he's got diabetes, he's gone technically blind, and he's early 50s, and he can't walk. And so when I went over and found out, he said he was a Christian.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org. And there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.